The five wise virgins took oil in their vessels with the lamps, and at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye forth to meet Christ the Lord." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, sometimes the priest who celebrates Mass nearly every day of the year notices that he has some special favorites among the numerous texts in the liturgy. The text I quoted you is one of my favorites, taken from the Mass of a Virgin, because it so strikingly proposes how we must every day and every moment remember that one day Christ comes to take his own away, and we must always be prepared for his visit, because he can come at any day and moment, or even in the middle of the night. Today we celebrate the feast of a great virgin and martyr, Saint Agnes. Her feast is mentioned in all martyrologies, both of the East and West, though on different days. So greatly was she honored in England that this day was formally a holy day for all the women in England. Many holy men have greatly honored her. And already Saint Jerome said that the tongues and pens of all nations are employed the praises of Saint Agnes, who crowned the glory of chastity with that of martyrdom. Saint Martin of Tours was singularly devoted to her, and Thomas a Kempis honored her as his special patroness, as he declares in many places of his works, and relates many miracles which were brought and graces he received through her intercession. Saint Agnes is the example to all those who want to consecrate their whole life into the service of Christ. Although she was very beautiful and many Roman noblemen wanted to marry her, she had made a vow of permanent unmarried state to devote her totally to Christ, and as the Gospel preaches, always prepared herself to the coming of Christ, the bridegroom. Marriage itself is a holy state instituted by God, and in the order of providence and nature, it is usually the most ordinary state to Christians living in the world. But those who, for the sake of practicing more perfect virtue by a divine call, prefer the unmarried state, embrace that which is more perfect and more excellent. To her suitors, Saint Agnes answered that she had consecrated herself to a heavenly spouse who could not be locked by mortal eyes. Her suitors, finding her resolution unbearable, took her to the Roman governor. Terrible fires were made, and iron hooks, racks, and other instruments of torture were shown before her, with threats of immediate execution. But the young virgin took no notice of them at all, and with a cheerful face locked the fierce and cruel executioners surrounding her. She even expressed her joy at the sight of torture devices and offered herself to the rack. She was then dragged before the idols and commanded to offer the incense of worship to them, but she didn't budge. The governor then condemned her to be beheaded, and Saint Agnes was filled with joy on hearing this sentence. Having made a short prayer, she bowed down her neck to adore God and received the stroke of death. The spectators wept to see so beautiful and tender girl chained in the fetters, and saw her totally fearless under the very sword of the executioner. Dear children, remember that this life which we now live is only a preparation for our life in heaven. And in order to achieve this life in heaven, we have to keep ourselves clean from sin. This cleanness does not consist, as some have falsely imagined, in an entire freedom from all sin and all imperfection, because since the time of Christ and his ever virgin mother, no human being has been seen in this sinful world who is so spotless as not to have had some stain of sin. The purity of heart cannot, of course, consist in entire freedom from faults of every kind, but it means carefully watching over self, in guarding against any defilement, and frequently purifying the conscience in the sacrament of confession. Because, as Holy Apostle John writes, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all iniquity. That's how we can imitate the great purity of Saint Agnes, namely, frequently watching over our actions and going to confession. And this way, we are prepared to meet our heavenly bridegroom, Christ, even if he would choose to come this very night. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.